For the first time in decades, Somalia has the chance to become a functioning state, a compelling reason why the international community should provide more support for the country's development. That's the opinion expressed by UN Humanitarian Coordinator in Somalia, Peter de Klerk, speaking from London on Tuesday. Mr. de Klerk, who's also a deputy head at the UN Assistance Mission in Somalia, UNSOM, was in the British capital to participate in an international conference on the humanitarian situation in the Horn of Africa country. He told Diane Penn why the global spotlight needs to remain on Somalia as it recovers from protracted drought followed by successive failed rains.
The message is that the situation is still extremely serious, that there is a slight drop in the number of beneficiary figures, but at the same time we are still at a very, very critical phase in terms of the very low resilience levels due to the fact that we're now in the fifth failed rainy season in Somalia. And that, of course, also the displacement figures have gone up dramatically. In fact, we have 1 million new displaced since the beginning of the crisis. And per definition, people who are in a situation of displacement are people who are extremely vulnerable and where the socioeconomic indicators also are at a very, very critical juncture. So we need to basically continue to raise funds at a pace of over $100 million per month. And at this current point in time, we actually have only received about $129 million. So you can imagine that, therefore, the situation is critical and that there's a real need for donors to step up to the plate.
And this was not a donor conference, or did countries make pledges?
There were a number of pledges, but those pledges still have to materialize because some of the countries actually were still under embargo as far as the concrete pledges are concerned. We are hopeful, but it is not looking as if we will have the same pace of resource mobilization last year when we basically raised about $600 million in the first 6 weeks of the operation. We are very far from there right now, where needs are very similar to what they were last year.
And so what are you hoping to achieve in terms of helping communities with building resilience?
Well, as you probably know, we have, at the same time as launching the humanitarian response plan in January, we've also launched a resilience and recovery framework, which means that simultaneously we will be fighting the drought and we will be alleviating humanitarian needs at the same time as addressing the underlying causes to that humanitarian crisis, which is in particular food insecurity and displacement. And the resilience recovery framework actually foresees major investment into the productive sectors, as well as working on urbanization, urban planning, so that displaced people do not end up in IDP camps or slums, but that they will become part of the urban fabric. And also, the resilience recovery framework, of course, looks very much at boosting the economy and making sure that livelihoods are created and protected.
Mr. de Klerk, you used an acronym there that maybe some listeners may not be familiar with. You said IDPs. Could you just please explain that?
Well, even before the drought, I should actually say, there were 1.1 million internally displaced persons in Somalia as a result of both climatic conditions as well as conflict. And these people have basically left their livelihood and their farms and their little villages in the countryside and have come to the city looking for security, whether that is food security or physical security. And before the drought crisis, there were already 1.1 million internally displaced persons, many of whom have been displaced for decades. And in addition to those 1.1 million, the drought brought another 1 million internally displaced people into the city. So we are now at a total of about 2.1, 2.2 million internally displaced persons who, as I was explaining earlier, are the most vulnerable in Somali society.
Thank you so much for the explanation and for putting it in context. Mr. de Klerk, thank you very much. Is there anything further you think our audience should know about this conference or about the UN and its partners' work in Somalia?
Well, it's probably good to say that Somalia, for the first time in decades, really has a chance to turn itself around and is very keen to strategically refocus on becoming a functioning state again with a functioning economy. And this is incredibly encouraging, and which is all the more reason why international community should not let Somalia down at this point in time, but should not just contribute in terms of alleviating the humanitarian needs, but also contribute to the recovery, resilience, and development of the country.